It's coming up to 20 minutes past 9 o'clock. It is omnipresent, particularly in November, as you may have heard, Black Friday deals everywhere. It's in 7 days' time, but as we come to notice that best deals and millions in savings or stocks reduced to go, these are some of the slogans that are all out here in South Africa at the moment. But of course, there's also a slogan by some of the retailers that says every day is Black Friday this November. So what's the deal? And are consumers really offered real savings? A person who has been looking closely at Black Friday spending and shopping and retail habits over the last few years is Sebastian Alexanderson, who is the chief executive of National Debt Advisors. He joins me now on the screen, on the air. Sebastian, thanks so much for joining us here on the Morning Review. I follow an American person who now lives in South Africa, who looks at the idiosyncrasies of South Africa and its differences to the United States. And one of the observations is that Black Friday in the US, it's a US invention, consumer holiday, relegated to one day. But in South Africa, retailers are essentially using the whole of November to try and get consumers to spend cash at their stores. What have you been seeing, observing some of the trends over the last few years?
100%, Lester. Good morning, and thanks for having me. And actually, as a Canadian-born person who was subjected to Black Friday in the Northern Hemisphere, it was always just one day. Mm. And coming to South Africa, it's really strange to be walking through Macro, and you've got all these deals. You know, it's Black Friday month. Mm. So absolutely, I think the retailers in South Africa, unfortunately, probably have to try a little bit harder than our friends across the ocean to get the sales that they need in order to stay alive. Mm. And they'll do just about anything. Mm. I suppose all of us will do just about anything to survive in this kind of financial climate. Mm. And I think over the last couple of years, we've seen that Black Friday go from a day to a week to a month. Trying to encourage consumers to spend money and buy those big ticket items through impulse purchases.
You've written an opinion piece this week on for the Independent Newspaper Group, saying that consumers are already starting to cotton on that. In some instances, price are inflated prior to the date and then lowered. Then as we get closer to that Black Friday, that some media outlets have already started doing price comparison checks between this year's prices, last year's prices, and mid-year prices. And many seeing that there is not much difference. It's a whole lot of bells and whistles and balloons and streamers and flashing lights around this particular consumer holiday.
Absolutely. I mean, you know, every time I go to the shopping mall, or you know, when that October season comes up, you see all these deals, all these huge sales or numbers on top of the television. You go to Macro, you see all these deals, and you think to yourself, okay, Black Friday's coming. I'm going to save my money, and I'm going to go buy that on Black Friday because I know there's going to be even more of a discount. You know, so these stores are putting the prices up, they're putting them in your face. They know that the sales are down usually in September and October, and a lot of stores, maybe not all of them, are taking advantage of the fact that they're playing that psychological game where they'll artificially inflate those prices before Black Friday, and when Black Friday comes, we think we're getting a deal.
But many South Africans, these are the trends that we've seen. We're not necessarily a consumer goods market. We're not necessarily after the big, you know, gadgets, computers, big screen TVs in South Africa. It really speaks to the South African market and the lived experience of the South African consumer is that we're looking for groceries. We're looking for basic items. It's rice, it's coffee, it's fishing oil, it's fish oil, it's cooking oil that South African consumers, the majority of, are looking at this particular time of the year to try and find simple things for the food cupboard.
100%. I mean, you know, a lot of us are struggling with 40% unemployment rate. You know, we're trying to find deals wherever we can. 5 rand matters. 10 rand matters. You know, we'll walk an extra kilometer. People will walk 5 kilometers, 10 kilometers if they can save 50 rand. And I think the same thing comes when we're looking at spending for our families and on consumer goods. But I do think that a lot of us get caught up in the hype of, okay, you know, we, just like Santa says, we make a list, we should check it twice. We go to the store to buy the rice and the maize, and then we look to our left and there's this television for sale, and we can't believe the price because we probably weren't looking at the prices before, but we think it's a deal. And then we have that human tendency to be impulsive, and we go, actually, I'm going to put that in my cart.
Sebastian, some of the research that you guys have done there at National Debt Advisors, also the increased application for loans and credit card facilities in the weeks and the days leading up to Black Friday sale. So people are actually taking out loans to buy goods, but at the end of the day, with the repayment, the interest rate, or maybe even pure, you know, even unregulated debt facilities like Mashonisa's, micro lenders. We're seeing that people are actually taking out loans, taking out debt to go to the stores to buy goods that are on sale, but at the end of the day could in fact simply be paying more than what the sales good are by trying to repay those debts, repay those loans, repay those credit card facilities. It is actually worrying.
I think we take anything away from this segment. I think this conversation right here is the most important. You know, right before we got on this interview, I was speaking to a young lady, and I was telling her I'm going on the radio to speak about Black Friday. And the first thing out of her mouth was, "Oh my goodness, I didn't save up enough cash for this Black Friday. I said I would, and I didn't. And I really wanted to go out there and save some money and buy. I think she said a washer dryer." And I burst out and went, "Well, wait a minute, you're not thinking about taking credits to be able to take this, because let me tell you, not only do a lot of us go out to the stores with the wholehearted intention of buying our items in cash, but a lot of the times, like we discussed earlier, we look around and we see some bigger savings or what we think are bigger savings. And we've got that option to spread it out over 6 months or 12 months, especially if we've got an account with the banks. Mm. And what we don't realize is that, you know, we think we're saving 500 Rand or maybe 1,000 Rand, maybe 2,000 Rand on that television set, maybe 5,000 Rand if it's a big, big item. But if you take out personal credit, if you use your credit card or store card to buy that television set at a 30% interest rate or 21 to 30% interest rate, you're going to pay back twice as much over the two-year period than you would have, and negating any savings that you would have had and actually putting you further into the hole. So going down on Black Friday and using your personal credits to buy items that you may not need is very dangerous.
Sebastian Alexanderson, in sober reflection on Black Friday sales, thank you so much for joining us here on The Morning Review. Do shop wisely.